Hi, everybody, and welcome to the live webinar, How to Prepare Your Customer Service for the Holidays, sponsored by NanoRep and powered by Retail Online Integration and EMNC. I'm Peggy Hatch, Group President and Publishing Director for Retail Online Integration and EMNC, and I am so pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the question and answer box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the presentation, but you can send them in at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this console do and how you can customize your experience today. And now on to the presentation. We're here to tell you how to prepare your customer service for the holidays. And our presenters are Roy Gopher, Director of Marketing at NanoRep, and A.L. Goldfarb, Senior Account Manager at NanoRep. Roy has over 8 years of experience in marketing, focusing on B2B technological solutions, and has a strong background as marketing and online marketing manager at Gizmox, Superia, and Spike Software. Roy holds a BA in Business Management from Assumption College and Business Information Systems from Mississippi State University. A.L. Goldfarb possesses 6 years of sales experience in account management from companies such as Lenovo and SharpLight Technologies. A.L. holds a BBA from the highly ranked Schulich School of Business at York University in Toronto, Canada. And so without further ado, Roy, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Peggy, and thanks everyone for joining us today. The topic of this presentation is how to prepare your customer service for the holidays in order to maximize online business and revenue. Online retailers make large investments in online traffic and product selections, but it doesn't necessarily translate into numbers and sales. In this webinar, Eyal and myself will share with you the factors behind online purchasing decisions and why customer service is so important, especially online and especially during the holidays. So today, we'll cover those topics. We'll talk about statistics and research about the holiday season and share with you the reasons that customer service is a key differentiator and how it affects your bottom line sales. Also, we'll go over some key trends and recommendations from Forrester Research and share with you solutions that will allow you to provide excellent customer service at the point of conversion, which is the product page. And of course, we will allow some time for Q&A. So let's get started. During the holiday season, internet retailers generate about 30% of their yearly sales. That is $42 billion in the U.S. alone during November, December last year. The good news is that those numbers are going up, mainly due to improvements in website and customer service. But the bad news is that for many retailers, this is when they just break even for the year. And why is that? The main issue is that potential customers leave websites before they even reach the shopping cart. As we can see, potential customers abandon primarily at the product page, but many online businesses don't understand the importance of supporting customers on this page. There's so much hype about shopping cart abandonment and not enough focus on the product page. Increasing selection of products and adding products will not result in higher sales if the customer experience is not good enough and customers' questions are not answered at the product page. This is where and when customers decide to purchase or not. Product analysis shows that 80% of the revenues are related to only 20% of your product, which means that most product pages are irrelevant or abandoned before potential shoppers even reach your cart. So despite the focus on shopping cart abandonment, there is no consistent improvement. Take a look at this chart. Around 70% of total shoppers leave the purchase process after reaching the cart. And during the holidays, we can see that the numbers are even higher, by about 20%. And the reason for that is lack of information and confusion. So let's stop for a second and think about what influences the buying decision, how shoppers make buying decisions on the web, how they decide where to purchase online. There are three main factors in the decision-making process: price, selection, and service. Today, you can simply go to your favorite shopping comparison engine, and all you need to do is find out there are a lot of different stores out there that sell items at similar prices. Selection is also becoming less of a differentiator because more and more stores are selling similar items for similar prices. And this is exactly what puts the differentiation and focus on the service. So service is important, but how much? Let's connect customer service to dollars. Customer service affects revenue both on the downside as well as the upside. This data we see here came from an American Express 2012 Global Customer Service Study. And what we can see is that poor experiences are still pretty common. We see that there's about 20%. And out of those 20%, 55% of customers said that they abandoned the retailer or the purchase altogether due to poor service. We can say that it lowers purchase rate by 11%. So for a business with daily sales of $30,000 or $10 million of yearly sales, that's about $1.2 million of revenue lost for the year, or $360,000 revenue lost during the holiday season alone. On the flip side, consistent top-tier service creates loyalty among shoppers. What we identified through this AMEX study is that Americans are willing to pay 13% more with businesses that they perceived as providing great services. If we apply the numbers to the same scenario, we are looking at estimated annual revenue gain of $1.4 million and $420,000 revenue gain during the holidays alone. So we get a clear picture of how important customer service is for your business, and especially when price and selection are less of a differentiator. In that case, you have to provide fantastic customer service to be a key player in today's online market. Another key data point is from a Forrester study earlier this year that talks about that more and more organizations and online retailers view customer service as a key differentiator. This is when the rubber hits the road. This is not a cost center anymore. It's how your customers view and interact with your brand. That's why companies change their metrics to a more balanced scoreboard. Not only statistics on how fast you respond to inquiries and what your average hold time for an agent is, but also service reviews and feedback from real customers. To create satisfied customers, organizations also empower their agents with quick, high-quality responses and access to client history. So we've seen that customer service has a great deal of impact on our online revenue and success. But how are we going to gear up for a flood of customer service inquiries this holiday? How are we going to sustain a level of service that we want to have? What solutions do we need to deploy? And how much is it going to cost us? We all understand that we cannot hire an army of agents, so we need to find ways to help those agents be productive and offer our shoppers 24/7 satisfying solutions. And we need to look for solutions that allow us to provide better customer experience and service on the product page. At this point, I'm going to hand it over to my colleague, Eyal Goldfarb, who will discuss the trends and solutions.
Hi, everyone. Eyal here. Hope everybody's having a great day. So I'm going to discuss the key trends that customer service professionals need to pay attention to, especially as they plan for a successful holiday season, which is coming up. So the first trend is about customer service channel preferences. Across all demographics, voice is still the primary communication channel being used. But you know what? It's being quickly followed by self-service channels as well as digital ones like chat and email. And both of those, or all of those rather, are on the rise. So we've seen a 12% uptick in self-service, 24% rise in chat, and 25% increase in community usage in the past 3 years alone. And it's no secret that younger generations prefer self-service as well as email and chat to that of the phone. So we can expect all of them to continue increasing steadily as compared to the phone. Now, limiting service channels will frustrate customers and hurt sales. An Amex study shows that 5% of visitors will abandon purchase if forced into one channel. Therefore, service departments must offer choices. Because some customers prefer personal touch, such as the phone, and you know what, some will prefer to look for answers themselves without any hold time, queues, delays, or unprofessional agents. Now, if chat is offered, consider proactive versus reactive. There are ways to be proactive without irritating web visitors with those annoying chat pop-up windows that nobody likes. However, whatever you choose to offer your customers, make sure it's available on the product page, the page where customers make their purchasing decisions. At NanoRep, we offer online retailers with a catalog of products, whether they be large or small, an embedded customer service widget for every single product page. Prospects can ask questions in their own language right on the product page itself. They don't need to leave the page and start scrambling looking for answers on their own, which of course could lead to abandonment and even worse, could drive them into the arms of a competitor. They can also see a list of popular questions already asked by previous customers and their corresponding answers below. NanoRep provides a dynamic FAQ that keeps growing automatically without the need to assign anyone to manage. And since it's constantly changing based on your customer questions, it's reflective of what their needs are in real time. Now, of course, if a customer has a new question not in that dynamic FAQ list, they can always type it in the embedded widget in free text and then escalate to either email or chat. So basically, you're offering customers instant Q&A and access to email and chat all from one convenient centralized location. Again, that's on the product page. Another popular part of our system of widgets is the floating widget, or the customer engagement widget, as we also call it. It's meant to be positioned on every web page, accessible through a computer and on mobile. So when a customer types in a question in free text, which makes it very user-friendly, the widget will conveniently expand with an instant answer. And the cool thing is that answers can include pictures, videos, links, and even a strong call to action that integrates with the shopping cart. And the beauty of it is that your agents only need to answer a new question once. I'll repeat that. Your agents only have to answer a new question once. So NanoRep learns that answer and then records it in the knowledge base for future visitors. That's how organizations build best-of-breed support departments, by growing their knowledge base. This allows them to be more efficient at customer service, both internally with their agents, but also externally with their clients. The second trend is about agile omni-channel service. The idea here is seamless, uninterrupted communication with your clients. When customers have a question or encounter a problem, they don't need to repeat their issue again and again from channel to channel or agent to agent. It's a very annoying process that could lead to abandonment. With NanoRep, if a customer types in their question in one of our self-service widgets and requires further support, they can easily escalate via email or chat without having to repeat their question again. That's an example of how seamless customer service should be across all channels. And, of course, sort of the answers. They need to be consistent and accurate and comprehensive, again, across all channels and agents. And NanoRep ensures that with its powerful, ever-growing knowledge base. Seamless communication is also about optimizing channels and the flow of communication. When a client asks a question in a self-service widget, it can be flagged and automatically transferred to a chat agent in an orderly and non-obtrusive way. On the flip side, if a chat agent pops up and then tries to initiate a chat before a visitor asks a question, most visitors will just quickly shut down the window and become annoyed. But when a visitor has a question and an agent appears with an answer to that question, now that's excellent service that leads to conversion. And in fact, you don't even have to push all those questions to an agent. Just let NanoRep handle all low-level, repetitive questions while tagging high-value questions to escalate to a live agent. That's an example of how to offer seamless, more focused, and optimized service. Another point I'd like to emphasize is the ability to offer contextual information. When a shopper is at a store, like a brick-and-mortar retail store, they can point to a product and ask a simple question, such as how does it work, does it come in different colors. It's a personalized experience they enjoy and also take for granted, especially when transitioning to online. You see, when customers are visiting your virtual store, they want to ask the same similar simple questions, but get specific answers that refer to the page they're on or the product they're looking at. With NanoRep, that's possible. You see, NanoRep automatically recognizes the context of the question and answers in a relevant fashion, thus smoothly transferring the personal in-store experience to your online store. So let's move to trend number three, proactive outbound communications. Almost 30% of enterprises invest in proactive communications. Customer service agents shouldn't just answer how-to or billing questions. They need to offer additional products and interesting content that will enhance the overall client experience and, of course, add to the bottom line. Here's an example of how NanoRep provides smart business rules to accomplish that. Take a look at the question on the left. Does the product come with a DVD burner? The answer is a simple yes, but it becomes comprehensive by offering more information in the form of a PDF. Try sending a PDF over the phone or via chat. The question on the right is about shipping costs and indicates that the visitor is closer to making a purchasing decision, right? That's a high-level question. Now, in addition to the answer, to capture that buyer, the answer is comprised of an instant coupon, which leads to conversion, plus the option to chat with an agent. Now, that's value-added service. Trend number four, knowledge management is the jewel in the customer service crown. That's where 60% of consumers search for answers. It has to be easily accessible, allow for feedback, and not contain complex review processes. You see, products and services change constantly, so you can't really afford to wait for a long review cycle. And popular questions about those products frequently change as well. So you need systems that offer analytics and trends and dynamic Q&A that shift with customer needs. Because static Q&A is too slow and stale and boring and no longer meets customer service needs. NanoRep offers detailed business intelligence you can use to grow your bottom line. We believe that continuous improvement based on real statistics and analytics is the key to a great knowledge base. And the knowledge base is the starting point. Now, on the top right chart, you see how customer questions are trending. And below that, there's an example of which questions lead to conversion. In fact, questions that lead to conversion can be tagged using NanoRep and then transferred to an agent automatically. And those are the questions you want to focus on by offering excellent answers, adding additional content to your website, and even using them for SEO purposes to drive more traffic to your site. NanoRep allows you to make customer-driven decisions by providing valuable insight to customers' interests, preferences, and questions. And that's how you optimize service channels and better utilize your support resources. So this slide is a preview of our back office's analytics. The search log you're looking at aggregates questions based on similarity and shows you how NanoRep understands that question, which you can also optimize. There's a wealth of information here as far as trends, further escalation actions, and the product and page the question was asked on. It's really a terrific tool to learn more about your customers. This is our popular conversion funnel, perfect for justifying your NanoRep ROI right. We can tell you what questions are asked before the user moves to the shopping cart and virtually swipes your credit card. This real-life example clearly shows that visitors that use NanoRep are 6 times more likely to purchase than visitors that don't. We're looking at a 12% conversion rate with NanoRep versus 2% without. I mean, that's a huge difference. Now, not only does NanoRep increase the conversion rate, but it increases the average sale price too. So in this example, $579 relative to $428. That's about a 35% or so increase. Both are astounding improvements when you offer NanoRep to your customers. In fact, the customers who engage with NanoRep end up at the shopping cart quicker and with more items. That's an e-commerce company's dream. Okay, so before we open the lines for questions, let me quickly tell you about our fantastic company as a whole. So NanoRep is a leader in customer service solutions. We were founded in 2009, and we have over 300 customers worldwide. Last year, over 20 million online questions were answered collectively and automatically with NanoRep's help. That's 20 million online questions. One of the main sectors we serve is e-commerce, with clients such as Thomas Cook, one of the largest European travel agencies, as well as Build.com, the second largest online home improvement store in the U.S. after Home Depot. Oh, and a couple of months ago, we had a webinar with Build.com. The recording is on our website, so you can listen to great insights from them directly. Or you can also get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to send it to you directly. At this point, I'd like to thank you very much for listening and invite you to ask some questions. Okay, so the first question we have, is NanoRep for product questions only? What about generic questions? Okay, so that's actually a very good question. So NanoRep is well-suited for both. It's great for product questions that have to be very specific, but it's also great for general questions. Regardless of the implementation, whether it's an embedded widget or floating widget, it can be used for any type, really, of questions. Because when visitors are interested in a certain product and have questions about a spec, they can still ask questions about return policy and payment options, which are generic. So just to reiterate again, it can be used both in a very specific case or also in a very general case. Okay, so our next question is, what languages do you support? So we support up to 64 different languages. NanoRep provides on-the-fly translation to your KB automatically, so users get the answers in the language they asked the question. So this allows you basically to support 64 different languages by maintaining only one knowledge base. However, you can also work with dedicated knowledge bases per question. Per language. So if you have agents operating in those specific languages, you'll want to have an additional knowledge base for that language. If you only have agents working in one language, then you'll want to use the on-the-fly, where at least you're catering to people that have, you know, that speak more than one language. So in other words, it's saving you a lot of money. You don't have to offer, you don't have to hire agents in all these different languages. You know, you can just have NanoRep, and then that will serve as sort of your multilingual agent. Our next question is the service mobile friendly? Yes. M-commerce and mobile searches are on the rise, and so we absolutely support mobile. In fact, many of our customers provide mobile applications. Take Waze, for example. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Google bought them for $1.3 billion. We're very happy for them. And they're a customer of ours, have been for a long time. And so their social navigation mobile app, you know, is obviously used by drivers on the road. And of course, they use them on the mobile. So you can, of course, check that out and test it out for yourself. Here's another question. How long does it take to learn our product line and types of questions we get asked? So that's a good question. So the way it works is it would take about a couple weeks. Through an API, we would import all of your Q&A, and then the system in itself takes a little bit of time to optimize. Not very long. It could be anywhere from a few days to about a couple weeks. And then it continues to grow the knowledge base once new phrases are being asked, and also with you optimizing the system on the back end. So in other words, you're up and running, like I said, literally within, you know, a day or two, but it's optimized within a couple of weeks. So it's a very quick and user-friendly system, you know, that gets you going pretty quickly. Here's another question. Can I customize the widget? I'd like it to reflect my own brand. Yep, great question. You know, many studies, including a research study from Forrester, indicates that a customized and branded widget will increase engagement and the usage of self-service. So we definitely advise our clients to customize the widget. You can do so with the look, you know, the color, the shape, you know, where it's positioned on the site, but also the language. So you can say, you know, ask your question here, or customer service, or whatever the tagline is, to, you know, to induce your customers to ask a question. Because that's the whole point. The more branded the widget is, and the more it sort of fits in with the site, the more engaging it'll be, and the more questions it'll draw. So once a customer has a question, you know, they'll have a higher likelihood of converting. So that's something we definitely encourage and, of course, help you out with. Okay, here's another question. We have a live chat agent. Sorry, we have a live chat client. What chat solutions do you work with? Okay, good question. So NanoRep can easily integrate with any chat solution. So we have clients that use a variety of chat services, so we're well prepared for that. We can integrate with pretty much any chat provider. Now, our tightest integration is with LivePerson Chat. We've been working with them for many years, so we have a very established API. So integrating with them literally takes seconds. But again, doesn't really matter the chat. We can integrate with anyone. Okay, here's a good question. I have chat. What's the added value of NanoRep? Okay, that's actually a very good question, and then I get asked that a lot. Now, NanoRep is not a replacement for chat, nor is the chat a replacement for NanoRep. They actually work in a complementary type of way. The whole point is to improve the productivity of your agents in general. And to do so, NanoRep is great for being a frontier, sort of, you know, front-of-the-line type of support system that operates 24/7, and it's specialized to deal with mundane, repetitive, low-level types of questions all day, every day. And we've noticed that could be up to 80%. So imagine 4 out of every 5 questions is generally a low-level, simple, basic, you know, question that NanoRep is perfect for. Now, the whole point is to filter out those questions from the high-value ones and then tag the high-value ones and then escalate it to an agent. So, in other words, your agents don't have to waste time and you don't have to waste resources on again, low-level basic questions. So you're really saving a lot of money, you're creating a more efficient support structure, and you're also offering a more efficient system and user-friendly system at that for your customers. And don't forget, you might not have reps that work 24/7, and also not every single customer wants to engage with a representative, whether it be on the phone or email or chat. You know, self-service, as we look at, is on the rise. So a lot of people would prefer just to go through NanoRep. Okay, here's another one. We already use a ticketing system. Is integration possible? Okay, that's a good question. So now, in terms of chat, we don't provide the chat, whereas we integrate with any chat provider. Now, in this case, with ticketing, we actually have our own in-house ticketing system, which we would encourage our clients to use. The reason being is that it's integrated with the knowledge base. What that means is that when a new question gets escalated to an email, when you're using our own ticketing system, you're leveraging the knowledge base at the same time to quickly answer the new questions. So you're becoming more efficient, but also you're increasing the data and the knowledge base more easily. Now, we do have customers that use their own ticketing system, which is absolutely fine. You know, customers like MTV or Bill.com or Bongo US. And the reason being is they've created their own tailored ticketing system, or maybe they've invested a lot of money and are just used to it, and that's fine. So for those types of systems, we would just forward the tickets that come into NanoRep to their existing ticketing systems. So in other words, the workflow wouldn't change. Whether you use ours or your own, NanoRep works just as well. But again, integrating with our own allows you to better leverage the knowledge base. So we would recommend that. Okay, we have a question here. What type of reporting do you offer? So good question. We offer many reports. So those two examples that I showed you with the search log and also the conversion funnel are just two of many data analytics that you can take a look at. So we offer trends in terms of question history, all kinds of conversion reports. We show what are the top questions that are asked, which ones led to an escalation, which ones were even liked. So we have a nice thumbs up button, kind of like Facebook, that further engages the visitor. So you can see which ones are most liked. You can also see which questions were asked that were not escalated to an email or chat. In other words, that did not have an answer. And those are very, very important because you can still go ahead and see which questions are being asked. You can also add the answer to the knowledge base. And also you can see which questions are very important in terms of, that are missing from your website. And that's a big thing about NanoRep. A lot of the customers tell us, we didn't realize these questions were being asked by our customers. And when they deployed NanoRep, they started getting new questions, fresh questions, that they didn't know. So they added more content to their site. You know, they use it for SEO purposes. So it really is a great tool. It really opens up your eyes as to what customers are not asking. I mean, you already know what customers are asking, but imagine what you don't know in terms of what customers want to know. Any other questions? We're getting a question here about pricing. So how do you guys price your system? So it's a SaaS product, which means that a lot of SaaS products, they price it based on seats or, for instance, data, which we actually don't price it based on. So you can have as many logins as you want. You can have as much data in the knowledge base, which is great because we don't cap you. And we encourage a growing knowledge base. In fact, the bigger your knowledge base is, the better the system will perform. So the way we price it out is based on number of interactions. So, and the reason being is that we know that the more interactions you get through NanoRep, the higher your conversion rate will be. So it's really a fair system to price it out at. So obviously we want more interactions because, that increases obviously our service, but also we know that that's going to increase your bottom line. And of course you're going to be able to gauge that ROI through the analytics on the back end. So for more specific prices, you can definitely access our website or, I'd urge you to schedule a demo with one of our sales reps, and, of course, we can take you through that. But it's a fair system, again, that takes into account the level of traffic on your site. Okay, if there's no additional questions, I'll turn it over to Peggy this time.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Roy, and thank you, Al. And on behalf of our presenters and Retail Online Integration and EMC, I want to thank all of you for attending today. Lots of great questions. Please be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And if you missed any of today's presentation or you'd like to hear it again, it will be available on demand tomorrow afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you would also just take a moment to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next, that would be very helpful for us. Your feedback does influence the webinars we bring you in the future. So, again, have a great afternoon, everybody. And Roy and Al, great afternoon to you. Take care. See you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks, guys. Take care.